Biographical notes.
Sally Trench was born in Woking, Surrey, in 1945, about the end of the last war. After leaving school at 15, she did a variety of jobs. It was in 1962, when she was just 18, that she had her first meeting with the Dossers on Waterloo Station. This chance meeting proved to be the start of her nightly visits to help the down-and-outs. After a year, Sally gave up her job to work full-time with the meth drinkers at a Simon community home in Stepney, in the East End. The home had to close because of lack of money. For the next 3 years, she lived on the bomb sites and in the dairies, caring for meth drinkers and drug addicts. Sally began to realise, however, that she could not carry on doing this for the rest of her life. She was rapidly burning herself out. So she left the bomb sites and wrote the book Bury Me in My Boots, published in 1968, in which she told of her experiences. She then went to college, where she received specialist training in caring for people like dossers, alcoholics and drug addicts. Test yourself. A. Here are some short questions. See if you can remember the answers from what you have read. Then try to write them down in a few words. 1. Why was Sally Trench expelled from school? 2. Where did she meet some of the dossers first? 3. After whom was the Simon community named? Why? 4. How did the Simon community help dossers? 5. Why were the community's homes called the Pipeline? 6. Where did Sally first find some mess drinkers? 7. What jobs did some of the mess drinkers once have? 8. Why do mess drinkers sometimes get burned? 9. How did Sally help the dossers on the embankment? 10. What did Sally do to raise money and to continue caring for these men? B. Think through. These questions need longer answers. Think about them, then try to write one or two or three sentences to answer to each one. You may look up the story again to help you. 1. If you had been Sally's father, what objections might you have made if you had discovered what she was doing? 2. What made Sally understand a little of how the dossers felt? 3. Why did Sally finally give up her work with the meth drinkers?